Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and welcome to Doing Relationships Right. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit look at all things relationships. The good, the not-so-good, and the what-the-hell-was-that. No worries, I've gotcha, and we'll figure it all out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Relationships Right. Hey guys, hi. Welcome to Doing Relationships Right. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz and I'm your host today. And always, and this is so exciting because it's my first real episode in 2021. And it used to be Doing Divorce Right and now it's Doing Relationships Right. And it's not only for listeners, it's for an audience. So now you guys, I'm not only doing a audio listening podcast, I'm also doing a viewing thing on YouTube. So I'm on YouTube and I'm doing a recording on podcast, podcasts everywhere. So this is very interesting. I'm actually looking at a screen and I'm in front of a microphone. So it's very, very crazy for me. I'm doing both. So you can find me on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Doing Relationships Right. And you can also listen to me everywhere. So it's cool. Hi, welcome. Happy New Year and hope your holiday was wonderful. This is so strange. I'm like looking back and forth. I don't know where to look. Help. Hi guys. Anyway, hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful holiday and a Christmas, Merry Christmas. And everyone's doing their best in their part to keep wearing those masks. And yes, a vaccine is coming, but hopefully soon, but not soon enough. And hi. So that's that. For those of you who don't know me or haven't listened to Doing Divorce Right in the past, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz. I'm a going to toot my own horn for a little bit, just for a second, in case you don't know me. If you do know me, awesome. I'm a best-selling author. I have two books, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, A Divorce Coach's Guide to Staying Married, and One Happy Divorce, Hold the Bullshit. So that's cool. I'm excited about that. If you want to find me, jenniferhurwitz.com is where you can look. I'm a divorce coach, a dating coach. I do all kinds of fun stuff, and I'm just happy to be here today with y'all on this happy January 5th. Welcome. And I'm glad you're here. So today I thought I'd do a fun topic to start off. Hi, can I talk? To start off my new Doing Relationships Right podcast off with a bang. I thought that we would talk about things that you no longer have to deal with at the age of 40 or older when it comes to dating. Stuff you don't have to deal with. Bullshit you no longer have to deal with at the ripe old age of 40 or above. Or how about if dating after divorce? If you were dating and you're done, you put up with your husband, you're back in the dating world, things you don't have to deal with at the ripe old age of 40 or above. So I did a little research and read a couple articles on stuff that I've also thought of in myself that, you know what, I don't have time for. Look it, I'm old. I'll be honest. I'm in my 40s, even close to 50. I'm not going to say my age. Oh, it's fine. I'm in my late 40s and I don't have time for this shit anymore. Yes, I do. I do have a boyfriend, so I'm not dating, which is always fun. But when I was dating and when I'm coaching my dating people that are dating and they come to me for online dating help, I tell them, look, you don't have to waste your time anymore. That's number one. You don't have to waste your time. There's no more wasting time. You know, wait, look at maybe back in your 20s, you spent a little more time putting up with boy shit or girl shit. You know, the hot matrix. What's that hot matrix? That hot matrix when the girl is hotter, you put up with more crap. Bullshit. You know, yeah, crazy. Oh, the crazy matrix, the crazy hot matrix. I think that's what it is. Like if a girl is hotter, then she's allowed to be crazier. Is that true? What do you feel about that? The hot, crazy hot matrix? People tell me that's a real thing. I think that's crock. Anyways, I'm starting off with a bang with this lovely topic. But yes, I don't feel like you should have to put up with any more crap or wasting your time after 40. Especially if you have put up with a lot of crap in your lifetime. So my next book coming out, by the way, is about dating after divorce. I'm really excited about that. And so, yeah, so that's number one. You don't have to waste your time. No more wasting your time, people. Don't put up with crap that you didn't put up with or you don't have to put up with. No more wasting your time. Doing relationships right. You don't have to wait and put up with people's crap. Number two, enough with the roller coaster. You see that? Enough with the roller coasters, the up and the down and the highs and the lows and the blah, 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 blah. No more riding the roller coaster of dating. You don't have to get off, jump off that roller coaster. If you find a person or a guy or a girl or a spouse or a person that you think might be your spouse or you think that you want to, and they're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, get off. jump off. You don't have to waste your time. It's enough. No more roller coaster riding. You don't have to. You know what? You don't have to. And you know, this goes for everybody. I feel like, you know what? If you're in your 20s and you find someone cuckoo, there's other people out there. And by letting go of the person that you're dating that is cuckoo, you're making, get rid of that person and you're making space for someone new that maybe is the right person for you. That's all I have to say. Also, next, number three, if there's nothing to talk about, if you're on a date or two dates or date number three, and there's nothing that you find redeeming about this person, if there's nothing you have in common, if you are struggling to find conversation and you're like pulling teeth to talk to this person, or you're talking about, for example, hush puppies or hash browns or the color of the paint dripping on the wall, or there's nothing redeeming about this person, or the sex is great, but there's nothing else, or I don't know. Don't move on. Move on. There's other fish in the sea, people. Move on. There's no reason dating after divorce or when you're 45 years old, just waste your time or energy with anyone that you don't really want to be with. The Sober League system is designed to make parenting time safer with real-time remote alcohol monitoring. SoberLink uniquely combines a breathalyzer with wireless connectivity and is the only system that includes facial recognition, tamper detection, and advanced reporting. Parents can submit a test anytime, anywhere, thanks to SoberLink's wireless technology, which delivers test results by text message or email to the concerned parties. Simplify co-parenting arrangements by using the system that provides transparency and proof of sobriety throughout the day. Flexible schedules combined with real-time delivery of results make SoberLink the experts in remote alcohol monitoring technology. It's my pleasure to offer my listeners $50 off your device. Just email info@soberlink.com and mention Doing Divorce Right. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. SoberLink.com. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care how pretty she is. I don't give a rat's patootie. If you can't have a good conversation with someone, chugga, chugga, choo-choo. Move it along. Move it along, people. Okay? Move it. I give you permission to say, I'm done. Bye-bye. Okay? Next, non-negotiables. I talk a lot of time with my clients. I spend a lot of time making lists of what I call non-negotiables, things that are not negotiable on when you're looking for a partner. They're non-negotiables. Things like smoking. I'm not going to date someone that smokes. I'm not going to date someone who does drugs. I'm not going to date someone with kids. They come to me, they say these things. Jennifer, I'm too old for this crap. I'm 47 years old. I'm done. I have two kids. One's in college, one's in high school. I'm not dating anyone with kids under four. Okay, I say that. I make a list. We make a list together. We go on Match. We fill out the thing. They come to me. They call me 20 minutes later. They say, I've met this guy. He's fantastic. He has two kids. One is six, one is 10. I'm like, what? Didn't you just tell me you don't want to date someone with kids under whatever? Whatever. I say, you know what? I'm calling your bluff. You just told me you don't want to date someone with kids under four. They're like, no, he's gorgeous. I love him. He has this, that, and the other. He has a boat in Italy. Okay, fine. No, enough of this crap. I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to say that's on your list of non-negotiables. No, the answer is no. You're wasting your time. You cannot, I've said this so many times, you cannot fit a square peg in a round hole. You cannot. Can't do it. Cannot fit a square peg in a round hole, no matter how hard you beat that thing. You can't do it. So no more of that. Dating after divorce in your 40s and 50s. Enough of that. Move it on. Number five. Are we on number five? Yes. Flakiness. People who don't show up. Men, women who are just plain old flaky, move it along. You want someone who shows up for you. Why are you wasting your time with someone who doesn't show up for you? You're showing up for them. You're giving them your time and your energy. What? You want someone who matches your energy. You want someone who shows up like you show up. Why are you going to show up for someone who doesn't show up for you? Move it on. Done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they're not into you, you're into them. They're not into you. Why are you wasting your time? Don't you want to be with someone who is into you? Like you're into them. You match. You're equal. You're equaling up. Yeah. Like I always tell my clients all the time, indecision is a decision. Say that again. I'm going to say it one more time. His or her indecision is a decision. Again, does that make sense? Listen carefully. If they don't choose you, they're not choosing you. Does that make sense? If they do not want to be with you, you're going to know. If a guy doesn't return a text, he doesn't want you. If you're waiting around for a man to text you or a woman to text you back and they're cricketing you, you know what cricketing is? It's not ghosting. Ghosting is when they're bye-bye, they're gone, they're poof, they're gone forever. Cricketing is when someone doesn't text you for hours or they drop off a conversation. I had a client who calls me and says to me, I haven't heard from this guy in 5 hours. He doesn't want you. If a guy wants you, he's going to call you. He's going to text you back. A man is going to show you he wants you with actions. A woman is going to show you with words. She's probably going to say, I like you. She's not going to play games. She's not going to waste her time. She's going to say, I like you. I'm into you. I want to see you again. A guy is going to text you back. He's going to ask you out. That's simple. It's not, there's a games that don't need to be played. I don't play games after 40. I don't play games. No one should play games. Do you have time for games? Life is too short. Life is too short to play games. That's all I have to say. I'm sticking to it. That's it. Doing relationships right. That's how we're starting this year off. Boom, boom, boom. End of time. Who has time for this crap? No one. No one has time for this crap. And then my last thing that was 6 and 7 together, I did the his indecision or her indecision is a decision is number 6. Number 7, no time for games. Show up or that's it. And then number 8 is you need to get over the shame of online dating. Look, in our 20s, in our 30s, we got fixed up with this one. We went to Israel, we met our husband. We were on the singles mission. That's how I met mine, blah, blah, blah. We went to a party. We met this one at this singles thing, or we went hiking with this group. No, that doesn't happen. In our 40s and 50s, we online date. Get over it. And yes, you can still online date during COVID. Call me, I'll help you. Absolutely. Get over the stigma of meeting someone online. I met my boyfriend on Match. We're still together 4 years later. We have a couple of breakups. That's fine. Meet someone online. Online dating is not, why do you feel so bad about yourself? Who cares? Say it. I met my boyfriend on Match. I met my boyfriend on Tinder. I met my girlfriend on Hinge. I was on OkCupid. Just who cares? Why are you so embarrassed? Bumble, love it. But here's the other thing about it. When you pay for your app or you pay for a dating site, it is automatically apparent that you are more serious about what you're doing. Match, OkCupid, Hinge, Bumble even now, they have, you can pay to like get upgrades. JDate, all of those sites, you have to pay for them and you have to invest in like a 3-month whatever subscription. That shows that you are investing in what you're doing to find a partner. And it shows that you actually are serious about dating. Tinder, not so much, maybe. I found a couple guys on Tinder. They were great. It's great. But if you're investing in your time and your energy into dating and finding a good partner, invest a little bit of money. Come find me. I'll help you. We'll write a great online dating profile. I'm going to do another one next week. Week after, I'm going to do a couple of these. Twice a month, I'm doing a Just Jen episode about dating. I'll give you some tips on how to write your profile because there is a right way. There is a right way to write. Right way to write an online dating profile. We'll talk about your pictures. We'll talk about the new lingo. We'll talk about dating during COVID. All relationship stuff. I love it. Doing relationships right. I'm so glad you're here. Happy 2021. Welcome back to me. It is a January 5th episode. Bringing it back. Doing relationships right. Find me everywhere. www.jenniferhurwitz.com. Grab my books. It's not my book. What's my book? Woulda, coulda, shoulda, a divorce coach's guide to staying married, or what happy divorce, hold the bullshit. I'm so happy. And I've got great big news coming out in a couple of weeks. I'm actually starting a divorce coach certification program. I don't know what it's called yet, but we'll tell you. And I'm so super excited about that. Everybody, happy new year. Welcome back. Thanks for being here. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and this is Doing Relationships Right. Peace, love, and so much truth. Have an awesome day. Bye. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to Doing Relationships Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, JenniferHurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening and see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.